This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Edges run. The edges run all over.
North Carolina band Mipso decamped to Oregon last winter to record the recently released Edges Run. Maybe it's the atmosphere of the Northwest in midwinter that brings a slightly darker hue and complexity to the new songs. But it could have something to do with growing older and gaining experience. Joseph Terrell, Jacob Sharp, Libby Rodenboe, Wood Robinson, and Jan Westerlund are on tour now and join me from Minnesota Public Radio. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
We're listening to the title track, and you wrote this one, Libby, and the imagery of walking on water, running on the shaded road, and watching flowers cower as you approach are incredibly vivid. Is it challenging to write the appropriate musical backdrop for lyrics like those?
Well, in this case, it wasn't, because I had the backdrop first.
Uh-huh.
And then I strung the lyrics up there. I wanted to use images that were kind of, that could be interpreted broadly. That was the kind of frame I was going for with that song, because I started with this refrain, Edges Run, that I felt could be interpreted pretty broadly. And so I tried to keep that tone.
Was this the first time you made a record outside of North Carolina?
Yeah, that's right.
What prompted that move?
In large part, the producer, Todd Sikafoos, maybe almost a year ahead of the session when we were starting to talk about new songs and things we were excited about, his name kept on being the one we'd find in liner notes of albums that we shared a mutual respect for. So we'd kind of gotten to know him over email and phone at first, then around the Sisters Folk Fest, which is in Sisters, Oregon. We hung out with him some a few months ahead of it, and he said, you know, I'd love to make a record, but it has to be in January and it has to be in Eugene. And we figured out a way to make that work.
Well, your liner notes hint at the darkness and maybe the isolation you felt in Eugene. Was making this record challenging?
Definitely. I think every record asks a lot of you if you're really making it as four people getting together in a room and putting your heads together and trying to make compromises and make something that feels honest to all of you. So there's that kind of element of tension that goes into the process, I think, no matter what. But January in Eugene's a particularly cold and dark place to be cooped up and in small spaces. So there was that kind of winter intensity.
A lot of these songs and the sessions at large, as we've now had space and time, we've looked back and said we were all carrying weight in ways that we hadn't, emotional weight, well, probably some pounds too from the previous tour, but emotional weight predominantly in ways that we hadn't before. And it took us a while to learn how to shed some of that.
Because you went into this with rough demos, right? You didn't have, you know, a finished concept of the songs for this record.
No, we left it more open-ended than we had before, and we let Todd in on the process in a way that I think suited the songs. We kind of opened it out and allowed ourselves to experiment a little bit more.
I love that line, Joseph, in Didn't Know Love, about each time the river bends, we're further from the start. And I like the way that song opens with that bass and percussion. Is that kind of what you're talking about opening it up instrumentally?
That's a great example of it, yeah. I think in previous recording sessions, we would have said, okay, we've got this idea for a song, and we got the chords and lyrics, and maybe we figured out some harmonies, but we got to make it into a tight 3 minutes. You know, this is the studio. This is where you rein it in. And on this one, we like just kind of grooved on that feel, and Wood had a great bass part, and we didn't count measures. It was sort of like, you know, we'll start singing when we feel like it.
Sitting on a bench here, thinking about the temperature, wondering if the anchors call for rain. Why would I return here just to crash and burn here? All this place has offered me is pain.
There's some beautiful duets on Edges Run, including Take Your Records Home and Pay in Full. Does being in a band for a while and developing trust make it an easier collaborative experience?
Yeah, I think that we wouldn't have been able to write those songs until this point, that's for sure. But that doesn't mean that it's easy either. It's still always a little uncomfortable when you have to like relinquish some creative control.
Jacob, there's some heartbreak on this record, and you've got one on People Change, but it sounds a little bit more about growing apart, I think. And your voice sounds like it's about to break, which makes it sound emotionally honest. Do you find tough times inspiring?
I think that you can take a lot of inspiration from them, for sure. For me, that's not always so obvious right in the midst of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, you know, I've been saying it's kind of about seeing a friendship fade and the different kind of the emotional slide that that welcomes of how does it you both process and hopefully eventually welcome the space, the new space that needs to be occupied by something else.
I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child. The thing about people is they change when they walk away.
We first met when you were in college, all of you, and that's a few years behind you now. When you look back on your decision to try careers in music, is it everything you hoped for and everything you dreaded?
It feels honest to say we still haven't fully wrapped our heads around it because it's an incredibly rich, complicated sort of thing that we do, and a large part of it involves driving around the country in a van and stopping in little towns to play music for people, which is something we pay a lot of attention to and care a lot about. But also at the same time, we're thinking about logistics, thinking about poetry, thinking about, becoming better musicians along the way. It's a lot of moving parts.
So much that I process when I think about answering that is that we really didn't know what we were getting into. And what's fun now is that we both have a lot better idea of how this world works and also how we work in it and how that happens collectively. So it's fun to have some of those variables better defined.
Joseph Terrell, Jacob Sharp, Libby Rodenbow, and Wood Robinson, and Jan Westerlund are Mipso. The new record is Edges Run. They return to their home state of North Carolina to play the Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh in early September. I can hardly wait to see you again. Thanks for your time and travel safely.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks. Always a treat.
I guess I always